Well, it sure is not feeling very much like November this afternoon. It's amazing to think that we had cool weather and snow around here not too many days ago, and now the weather has moved back in time, and it's feeling very much like September right now. It has been mild, and it has been a good afternoon to open up the windows. I'm sure some of you did exactly that. Now it is still November, so it is going to be chilly enough tonight that you will want to close those windows before you go to bed. And that mild weather carries on right through the weekend into at least the first part of next week. The weather pattern is pretty locked in place right now, so I'm not expecting any big changes in the coming days. I'm also not expecting any rain in the coming days. It looks like we're going to hold on to dry weather through the weekend into at least the first part of next week. It looks like by the middle part of the week, there will be the chance for some wet weather. And this is all being driven by a big area of high pressure, and that means that the weather will remain fair in the coming days. That high pressure area is locked in place near Virginia, and it's in a spot where it's helping to push warm air into the region, and that means that it is going to remain unseasonably warm. And we're talking about highs that will end up about 15 to nearly 20 degrees above normal through the weekend into early next week. Keep in mind that it is early November. The normal high at Albany is in the low 50s, and we could be near 70 as we go through the next couple of days. So in the short term, we'll have another comfortable night across the area. And if you are going to be out during the evening hours, a light jacket or a sweater should be enough. Lows tonight will be in the 40s to around 50. A bit of fog will form overnight, especially in valleys and near bodies of water. And then over the weekend, we'll see plenty of sunshine. Highs will be well up into the 60s to around 70. A few spots will make it into the 70s, and that warm weather carries on through at least the first part of next week. A quick check of the tropics today, where Eta has come back out over the water. It's now east of the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm is forecast to strengthen, and it could bring tropical storm conditions to the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and maybe Cuba in the coming days. The storm could impact the Florida Keys and South Florida early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and unseasonably warm, highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the 60s to low 70s. And on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to low 70s. Get outside to enjoy the weather this weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.